The Surgeon in the Mirror. Chapter 1. Learning Surgery. No, Monica, you are missing the stitch. The needle has to enter at a perpendicular angle. Yours is way off. That won't heal right. Mr. Brown here is counting on you to put him back together better than he was when he walked in. Atkins had little patience for these clumsy new surgical fellows. They all thought robotic surgery was going to be easy. Because they held the controls of a multi-million-dollar robot, they thought the machine could correct their sloppy technique. Becoming a competent surgeon still took years of intense practice. "Dr. Atkins, I'm trying," Monica snapped, "but the robot won't do what I want it to do. It's fighting me." "I hear that lame excuse every day. The Mark V robot is not fighting you. It magnifies exactly what you're doing. All it does is make your bad technique look even worse. You need to develop finesse. You're not trying to butcher a hog here. You're taking out a man's prostate. If you screw this up, Mr. Brown there on the table will be broken for the rest of his life. He will become intimately familiar with the concepts of incontinence and impotence, but no pressure." Tears threatened to form in corners of Monica's eyes. Luckily, she was sitting in the surgeon's console of the Mark V robot. Her face was covered by the VR-AR glasses, so no one could see her eyes beginning to glisten. Mr. Brown was important to her. She had barely met him during the pre-op consultation. She did not know if his family was waiting for him to come out of surgery. Though he was a stranger, her heart was completely invested in this procedure because she remembered when she had been the one waiting for news. She had only been 10 years old, but that day was one of her most vivid memories. It had been the most painful day of her life, moments that she could never fully, truly escape from. It was the day that set her on a course to where she was sitting right now. In her hands, she held controls that guided the cameras and instruments inserted in Mr. Brown's abdomen. Her feet were in wired booties that controlled the rotation and position of the robot above the patient and the OR bed. This really was the most advanced surgical device in the world. It controlled the most flexible set of instruments. Its cameras could visualize the internal organs in 3D. And to top it all off, the robot was smart enough to do this surgery faster and more accurately without her.